Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Cousins for
Evening.
Christ. Huh?
I said evening.
Oh.
Sorry, I was trying to hype up the video, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
sorry.
You
Yeah.
screwed my whole introduction up. That's okay.
That's what I do, though.
I was getting to you. I didn't think people needed to know you right away because, I mean, you can see there he's got a tagline with his name right
It
there.
is, but still, I just
You
wanted to hype it up,
know,
man. I
for
felt like you needed some like background noise to hype it
Yeah,
up, man.
well, I appreciate it. I didn't know what it
We're
was.
trying to figure some stuff out here, man. We're trying to
Well,
figure it out. All right, please continue. I'm so
we
sorry.
ain't.
Did you just do?
I did. So,
Oh,
for future reference, by the way, I'm just going to say I'm Jeremy. This is Chris, as you can see.
well, I'm not gonna say anything now.
Cousins for Christ, never do what he's doing right here online. Never give out your entire full name, because people can track it with IP address and your name and everything. So, ever in the future, nobody put your full name online like this.
I'm having some headphone
I
issues.
know.
If
I'm
anybody
just
wants to know
saying. I'm
my,
just telling. I'm
listen,
giving a warning to them.
if anybody wants to know my middle name, comment in the post.
Yeah.
We'll throw that out. Maybe
Well,
that's like
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why you never do that, because somebody like me in my past life,
yeah.
if I have your name and I have your email address, I can find anything I want on you.
Well, maybe I want you to find out about me.
Maybe it's a good thing.
Maybe I am. Did you get a new
Chris.
haircut, man? It looks good.
Yeah, I shaved it down like Curly Joe.
It is getting warm. Well, this last few days have been cold, but it's getting warm, man. It looks good.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. How's you? How you doing? You been sick? Chris been sick?
I
Got a
have
bad
been
corner.
sick. I have been sick. I caught the bug that's going around work, which is, you know what? Everybody, you learn everything you need to know in kindergarten. You share, and our coworker, like my coworker Mike, who listens, decided to share what he had. So it was awesome this weekend. So
Yeah, good.
nice.
That sounds it feels like a fun time.
Hey, listen, man. I know this is like a great segue into what we're talking about, but it was a great little fasting period
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Yeah, this is a good
that I
segue.
It was a good segue. So, why don't you start us off on this, brother? Because this was your idea, and you kind of led the way, and you greatly exceeded what I did. So, I'm proud of you for doing
I didn't greatly exceed anything. We're talking about fasting tonight, and everybody's wondering why fasting?
what is
Because
fasting?
well, fasting is what well, our fasting we're doing is going to do a spiritual fast where we don't eat anything for a certain amount of time, and every time we have a hunger pain or an issue and a desire to eat, we pray, we read scripture, we meditate on it, and just all in hopes to bring us closer to God.
So the fasting, what did you do with your fasting? Like it, and I'll just go ahead and tell you that Jeremy was the one that came up with this, and he did this like a good, what, 2 weeks before I did it.
About a week, I don't know.
So, but you came up with the idea to fast. Fasting is, and we'll get into it a little bit, but like fasting is mentioned in the Bible numerous times. So, like what was the definition of fasting for us? Like,
For me, it was not eating and just everything I just explained.
just drink,
I
no, but like drinking
didn't.
water and
It
stuff
was
like that.
only
Like
water.
you can
Only
only drink
water.
water.
You can drink, technically, if you're doing like a fast for health issues, and we'll get into that, there's great benefits in fasting too. But we didn't do it for that. If you're doing it for that, you can drink like black coffee or unsweetened tea. Can't add anything in it. No dairy, no baked sugars. And we just did water, but technically anything, you could give up anything. I mean, if you really wanted to fast certain ways, I know we're doing it in food, and that's biblically what it meant was food. But nowadays, you could do it for anything. You could do a fast from your cell phone. Hey, I'm going to put this cell phone down for 24 hours and not touch it. And every time I get the urge, and people are like, why would you do that? Because there is addiction to cell phones. And we're going to get into that. Not the cell phone part, but addiction to food here shortly.
And this is not Lent. This is not like something we do
No,
those.
it's
This is
not
just
Lent.
something that like we just Jeremy came up with it. He told me, he's like, I'm gonna do this, and you'll go into the store and stuff like that. I just want to know everybody, like, it's not coffee or everything like that. It's just water.
It's just
So,
water.
okay. All
It's
right,
just
cool, man.
water and a lot of scripture, a lot of
So, gotta go through
let me go
your.
ahead and get this first, and I will. We get there.
Okay.
So, if you read Psalms 35:13, I humbled my. This is about, I think, a good description of it. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayers was genuine. Because humbling yourself, especially for us in this country, and I know there's people that's starving in this country. Am I saying that? But I'm going to say that if you're listening to this podcast on a cell phone or a computer, you're probably not starving to death. And so we're, most of us in this country are well blessed, and we just don't go without food. And so we don't put ourselves in that position to get closer to God. You know what I mean? See where I'm coming from, Chris?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And trying to humble yourself before God. And so I decided I was going to do this fast. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be starting from the beginning. I started just having this feeling, this conviction, like, you need to do a fast. You ain't done a fast in a long time. And I started doing it, and I thought, I've done 24-hour fast before. I want to shoot for 48 to 72. I did not get 72, I'll be honest. And so I started praying about a week before on this, and just like, just show me, Lord, just be with me, give me strength, help me with this. And I'll be honest, going into it, I thought I was going to struggle in one department, and I didn't. I struggled in another department, you know. And is this where you want us to go, or you want me to go right into
No,
some?
no, and what I'll say is before Jeremy, like, we go to church together, and before he had went into it, he had told me he had ordered, what was the Book of Psalms or something like there, like he
I
ordered.
got two now. I got two now because
You got two.
I'm
Now you
actually
got
starting
to show. We
another fast tomorrow.
can't see it in the thing if you're trying to
I
show
know.
that.
I'm not yet. I was watching. I was
Okay.
listening to you. So I got
He
this
told
one,
us
Proverbs
Proverbs, nice.
and Psalms. And you're like, well, why don't you just use the Bible? Because if you're in a fast, sometimes your mind's racing and you're like fighting the urge to eat. And you just, I didn't want to be able to have to flip to find Psalms or Proverbs. I just want to be able to grab one and just open it, and there I am.
Listen, I'll say this, and that's what I thought when you first told me. I'll be honest, I thought that too. But I'm like, why ever question that you just got something that was specific to what you were doing that is biblically related? You know what I mean? Like, I did. I thought that when you was like, why not just flip open the Psalms?
Yeah.
But it was very specific to what you were doing, and it was a guide for you with what you're going through.
Yeah.
So you told me about that
Yeah.
before you were going through it, and well, I'll tell you, I did not do this or attempt it until like Jeremy had gone through it for sure. So just.
So let me tell you how I do fast, how I've learned. When I first started doing fast years ago, I'm gonna say 4 or 5 years ago when I did my first one, I'd eat dinner at night and I wouldn't eat anything until, like, if I did it on a Friday night, say I ate my last meal at Friday night at 8 o'clock, I didn't eat again until Saturday sometime. Whenever it was, I went to get breakfast. And so that was very hard. That's not the way to do it. That's not the way to do it. You know, we got to think when the Jewish people did fast, the Christians did fast, which they were Jews first, beforehand, before they become Christians, most of them, is their day didn't begin like ours does. You know, our days are from midnight to midnight, right? And they wouldn't have stood to their day started sundown, you know, and it ended the next day at sundown. And so I learned real quick, it's easier to eat your last meal at say 6 or even noon. I did mine at noon. And then go the next day for 24-hour period. You're just doing 24 hours, it's just fantastic. Just go the next day then. That way at least you're eating one meal that day. And you're not really as bad, especially when you wake up. And we'll get there with that. And but yeah, Jews often fasted. Early Christians often fasted. You know, it talks about it through Acts before they chose after who when they was replacing Apostle with another one. They fasted before making the choice, you
And
know.
reiterate again, why did they fast? I mean,
Just to
dumb that.
pray on their decision. You know,
Like,
there's.
we've all been hungry, right? You've been hungry, like, uh-oh, I'm starving. It's not like I'm
Yeah.
starving and stuff, but like they chose to fast, and the pain of the hunger pain, we've all heard that term too, reminded you of why you were fasting. Like it's a conscientious choice to do that. And I mean, you when in those times of weakness, like, and I'm sorry if I'm cutting ahead, but what was one of the temptations of Jesus?
Yeah. Are
No,
you asking? Or I just thought it was
no,
rhetorical.
no. I mean, it was just like everybody, I feel like everybody know, but like,
Yeah.
it's not just like fasting to like, all right, I'm trying to be healthier or anything like that. Like, yeah, it's good, and you're going to go into the benefits of it and everything else, but it's just to remember that, like, when you're hungry, you think about God. Okay.
Yeah.
So
So
sorry.
let's get started on this. So I started praying about a week before. Prayed all the week before. I started it Thursday at 2 o'clock. That's when I got off work, ate my last meal, started on that Thursday. That day was very easy. You know, ate at 2 o'clock, right before bed, people started getting hungry. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I never got so hungry I couldn't take it. Would get hungry, I'd drink water, I would read. That's not the problem I had. And I'm gonna get into that. So at 2 o'clock, it was fine. Friday, and this is one thing that's going to get you headaches. The headaches is going to come because you're not having enough minerals in your system. So I started getting a slight headache. It wasn't much though, and I have really bad headaches. I still was fine. You know, by 12 o'clock that day, I was still not hungry, but my mental state, this is where it got bad for me. My mental state, my brain started throwing a tantrum. It absolutely started throwing a tantrum. The whole time I would be pacing back and forth, arguing with myself, and then I'd realize, hold on, I'm not even hungry. You know, and then times I would read and I'd pull out Psalms, I'd pray, I'd do things, but that's what shocked me. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm not even hungry right now. I'm just bored, and my brain is fighting this. I mean, it was fighting it hard too. It was like, why are you doing this? We don't have to do this. Let's eat something. I say, we, that's, well, I don't have to do this. But you see what I'm saying there? It was my brain, because my body was so used to just being able to eat whenever I wanted. And my brain's like, what's going on? It's almost like, and it wasn't almost, it was like an addiction.
It's an
You know,
addiction.
it was. And I realized right then, oh, I got a bigger problem than I thought I did. And, you know, and I'll carry on with this. So about noon, my brain started fighting back. Then Friday at the 24-hour mark, you know, which was 2, I'm still not that hungry. And then once again, the biggest problem I wrote in this little journal I was keeping is my mental state is throwing a tantrum. You know, basically my brain was pitching a fit, you know, and I started getting a little foggy headed. Once again, I was still praying throughout the day. I was reading scripture throughout the day. I think I also was reading Luke some. I was reading Luke some. And then I was bringing out Psalms a lot. Go ahead.
Can I ask a question? Like, how are you praying? Like, what were you praying for? If you don't mind me. And you don't have to get personal if it's
I
like
mean,
something.
at the time I didn't write down exactly what I was praying,
No,
but
but like, what was your mindset of what you were praying for? Like, are you praying like,
I think most
hey, just
time,
don't let me be hungry? Or were you just like
no,
thankful to.
I was praying probably most of the time just giving thanks
Right.
for
Okay.
everything I did have. You
Oh,
know?
that's what I was curious about with you is like,
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because like I said, I never got that hungry. The whole, I did it for about 44 hours. Never got hungry. And I did get
that's the
hungry. I
first
would
thing
take a
you
sip of water and read, and they were gone for hours. I'm not exaggerating on that. I just didn't. They got my size. And I think a lot of my problem is I eat most of the time out of boredom. I very seldom do I ever eat that
well,
I'm hungry.
mean, think about
And
food gives you a reaction. It's like
oh yeah.
it could be similar to like gambling or something like that. It is the it's a reaction. It gives you
Yeah.
like I don't know the technical, if it's like a scientific term of like gives you a chemical thing or whatever, but like, you know, it gives you a reaction to something. Like it gives you eating most of the time for us
Yeah,
because we're
releases like endorphins and stuff, like
exactly.
that
It gives
excite.
privilege. It's a privilege. Like we, you don't eat. I'm pretty sure, and I know in my fridge, I don't eat what's in there. I eat what I want, and because I want it, it's not what I need. It's what I want. So it gives me a reaction. It gives me some kind of pleasure to do it. So it's 1,000% addictive.
So the next morning, I woke up Saturday morning, 4 a.m. with a. This is why I didn't make 72 hours. Was it because of the hunger? It actually even wasn't because of my brain was throwing a tantrum. By then, my brain had started coming together with things. I realized what was going on, and I kept saying, "Hey, I'm not even hungry. Shut up." You know what I mean? And so by 4 a.m., I woke up with a miserable. I mean, I do not do pain from the neck up. I don't deal well with pain neck down. I can manage it. I can work. I can do whatever. Pain head up, toothache, earache, headache. I'm done.
Well, you didn't have a lot to work with upstairs, so
Well,
like
thank you. So insult. Oh, after week, you just insult me.
know you're poor, poor,
Yeah, I hear you.
poor.
Miserable headache, and fatigue. I was starting to show signs of drainage because I hadn't ate anything. You know, I took a shower, and it did help with the headache. But then I started getting nauseous around 6. And they said you can't get nauseous. So around 6 a.m., I started getting nauseous. And then around 8, I think the headache was still, you know, just slight. And the shower really knocked it out. And around the 40-hour mark, you know, my mental state, I wasn't not arguing with myself as much anymore. I'd come to terms with it. And I was doing good. I still wasn't hungry. But I knew with the headache, and I couldn't take another day of that headache. So I ended it at 44 hours, and I'll be honest, it was some of the best food I ever ate too. When
Wait,
I
hold on a second too. Also, what did someone said to you about your skin?
Oh, I want to. I'm glad you brought that up. This
Yeah,
is
yeah.
not to do spiritually though.
No,
Is
not
that I got so many comments on my skin that, like,
that.
dude, your skin is on point. It's like,
What
what are
are
you
you drinking,
using?
water and?
I just drinking water, and we'll get into that. Now, before we go into Chris's, you want me to give you some of the benefits before we go into yours? Or you want to go into your day?
You go right ahead, man. Yours is like an extension of mine. Here's mine is I went 30 hours, and it wasn't
Still pretty
necessarily
impressive. Still pretty impressive.
that was because I do like to eat. But I'll tell you, it was the first time, and I did not prep as much as Jeremy did. It was
We're going
coming
to
off
get into that too.
birthday weekend and everything, so I did it on the last minute, but it was just more of like, you know, you kind of feel, I'll just say this, it's like you kind of feel bad that like, all right, well, I'm fasting to have a reminder of God and how thankful I am, but then you're also like, well, I'm not eating to be reminded of God, you know what I mean? Like God should be. We are never deserving of God. That's just what I learned from it. Like, if it's a thing, like every hunger pain, like again, Jeremy went 14 or more hours longer than I did.
It
But it
doesn't
was just
matter.
like, no,
Most time
it
they
was us.
fasted, it was 24 hours
Yeah, I
back.
know, but I'm still impressed by what you did, man. And you don't need to like downplay that. But like the fasting is a good reminder. Like we get lost.
He didn't see it.
Huh?
You just see my little dance.
What was your dance? Do it. That was awesome. It's just like I don't know. It's kind of like a humbling experience or something like
Kind of goes back to Psalms that I read earlier, right?
exactly, man. And honestly, like if we were and we'll do this again. I think it's healthy, and I think we're gonna get into that here in a little bit, but like it's just, you know, we do these things to remind us of how great God is, but like, should we not just be like in constant awe of, so. That's it. But you did, you did, you killed me. You did
No,
first.
I wasn't
It
about
hurt.
beating
It
each
was
other.
not a
Trust me.
competition. It was
It
not a
wasn't.
competition. He said, do 24 hours. I tried for 30 and I planned it out.
Yeah.
I had my birthday the week before. So we were still getting like birthday dinners and stuff that weekend. And
Yeah.
so I started mine on Monday morning at a little
Yeah.
bit before six. I ate and then Tuesday afternoon.
So,
So
you think it sticks out from the past? The struggles. What
just
did
be
you do to help get your mind? You just pray? Did you
pray,
read?
pray. I mean, I'll tell you, I pray, and I think I've mentioned this in our like conversation when like talking to God. When I pray, like I just have more of a conversation with him, and I'm not like praying for like, hey, make my belly feel full or whatever, but just being thankful. And because even like we have homelessness and stuff here, but like we only can see, or we're only aware of like what's in our country and stuff. And I'm not taking away from like the homeless thing, but like we're so well off. Like no matter what, like I
We are
really,
blessed. We are
oh my
blessed.
gosh, man, we're so blessed. Like the last, I consider the last few years that I've had, like, and again, I'm very blessed, but like a trial and been through some things, but even through that time, I'm blessed. And the thinking about like just being hungry and stuff like that is, I mean, I chose not to eat.
Yeah.
You know what, that sounds ridiculous. I choose not to eat.
Yeah.
So I'm never not
Well, you
thankful.
did good, man. I'm proud of you.
No, I'm proud of you, Ben. It's awesome.
Well,
And Jeremy was a very good support. He checked on me, like he was like, man, Chris likes to eat. He checked on me the next day. He's like, I sent him a text. I was like, man, I'm hungry. He's like, pray. And I did. And it helped, man. I appreciate you.
you're welcome. I was actually hoping you didn't make it and I'd get your PlayStation 5, but hey, what
Hey, man,
happens,
bets
happens.
are bets. We don't bet.
So,
You already have a PlayStation 5,
that's
so
true. That's
that's
true. I need one to
also
sell,
helpful.
though.
He did not fast from the PlayStation 5.
No.
I didn't fast it.
So, I actually did a second fast the day before Chris did his first.
Wow. Okay.
The wait. So, I had a surprise fast.
Wow.
And let me tell you what I did. I did only do 24 hours. I was only shooting for 24 hours.
Wow. Okay. All
But
right.
I woke up that morning. And no, not getting there. I woke up that morning. I thought I'm gonna do fast today. I didn't pray the week before. I did totally just jumped into it like you would do for health reasons, like to help your body, right? And when I tell you that 48 hours or 44 hours prayed, I read scripture, I did all this stuff. I prayed beforehand. I didn't do none of this. I deliberately did not do any of this because I wanted to compare the two. And I'm not exaggerating. I was not prepared. I did not set myself up for it. I did not eat a hearty meal beforehand.
He did
And let me tell you, this 24 hours was so much more worse than the 44. It was a pain to get through. Yes, I did have hunger pains quite often. Now, my brain was like, I tried to tell you before. But it didn't have to because I was hungry and it was not as ease and I didn't have the comfort in this fast as I did before, which I tended not to. I made sure I didn't want to pray. I mean, I prayed it before before bedtime and when I got up, but I didn't go to prayer in need. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Can I ask, what do you mean by comfort? Like, are you just talking about like hunger comfort? Because
No,
before,
I'm talking about God comfort. I'm talking about when I pray, I use it for comfort. And
listen,
I'd read scripture for comfort.
I saw Jeremy at church and stuff when he was doing this, and he was very much, and I keep using the terms. I use the term relationship with God. I use the term peace. You seem very much at peace with your first fast, and you seemed. You were like, man, no big deal. Like, and it wasn't a big deal, but like, you just were like, I relied on God's strength.
I did. You know why I looked that way, honestly?
What?
I was just so happy Chris was only 2 minutes late for church that day. I was just like,
Man, it's easy to not be late for
I'm
church when you
joking.
don't show
I'm
up.
joking.
He's not joking. 2 minutes is on time, but. Listen,
But
it's like that clock in time where you like clock in it, like as long as you don't clock in to 8 minutes, you're still like
yeah,
on
that's
time.
fine. Yeah.
Wow.
But bring
Wow.
back there wondering about should you do a fast? That's between you. It's not, I mean, it's not required. Early Christians did fast. You know, everything I can find, they did it twice a week. Not asking you to do that. I'm not going to do it. I'm not capable of doing it. Jewish people did fast. That's why the Pharisees was questioning Jesus. Hey, why don't your follow? Well, with Pharisees, it was one of John's followers came up. John the Baptist followers came up and said, hey, the Pharisees fast. We fast. Why don't your followers fast? He's like, how can they fast when they're with the bridegroom? You know? And so he knew once he was gone, they would fast. It's not required, and you don't have to, but you know, if you're convicted of it, you know, just something to think about. Is if it were me to tell you, you asked me, and Chris would tell you what he would think, I would start praying about a week before. If you're convicted of it, give yourself a week. Say, all right, I'm going to start being convicted of it. I'm going to get convicted of it. Go ahead and start your prayer. Go ahead and get everything lined up. Know the hours you're going to do, and be prepared and have your read material and just pray. Meditate and God to carry you through it. And remember, if you only you don't have to do 44 hours or 30 hours, 24 hours. Remember, they used to do it from sundown to sundown. That's
Yeah.
their day. So started at noon, started at 6 o'clock that night. Eat a meal at 5 o'clock. You know, if you get done, that's when it starts. That's
So,
what it is. Breakfast just means breaking your fast. That's what breakfast means. That's how it gets us.
when it break fast, yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. And looked at one of the verses that I read that I really liked about this is in the Old Testament. It's in Joel 2:12. It says, yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. And I feel like you're just like, well, why would God want you to do that? Like, that sounds like a sad verse, but it gets you in tune with the, again, I go back to the relationship with God. We get so distracted here with everything that's going on with food. Like, everything attacks all of our senses constantly. We have, I mean, look, we've gotten so used to like watching videos. Like, it's hard to even sit through a movie anymore. But like,
Oh, I'm worse about it.
I know, man.
I could probably do a cell phone fast, to
No, that's 100% true. Is like, but yet even now, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. All of that stuff, when we go through those phases of hunger, with weeping and mourning, most of the time that's when we return to God. It's we usually reach on him, like we're happy a lot of times, like we don't depend on him as much. He wants to be, I know with my parents and with my dad and things like that, they want to be wanted, they want to be needed. It's just the same relationship with them. They God wants to be wanted and needed in your heart. It's
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's that the thing, my dad stopped by the other day and he was like, he was picking up some stuff from the garage that I had. And he was like looking at some stuff and he's like, man, I'm going to go over and help you with this and I'm going to help you with that. I'm sitting here saying, like, don't help me with that. I'm like, no, you go home, go rest. He goes, but he wants to be needed.
Yeah.
Like, he's my father. He's my dad. Like, he wants to be helpful to us. Like, you want to be needed. And that verse to me was what stuck out from this is like, you, when you get to those situations, fasting, weeping, and mourning, you need God. I could be,
Well, you're right. You're
don't
right. Let's get into benefits. Okay.
know. Benefits, besides
The number
being
one
close
benefit is that one right there.
to God.
Drawing closer to God. You know, that's really all it's about. But let me tell you about what's going to come with this. This is not the reason to do it. That's the reason to do it. That's the only reason to do it. All right.
Yes.
The only reason. We're down to 10 minutes, so I'll make it quick. So after your first 12, 16 hours fasted, your body switched to burning stored fat. Okay? That's a plus. Then, fasting also helps lower your blood sugar, improve insulin response, but also prevent managed type 2 diabetes. Now, this is not going to get you off medication. I'm not saying that. Matter of fact, if you've got certain
This
things
is
you
not
have to eat,
approved.
Do not do it unless you talk to seeking
This is
doctor
not
approval.
approved by the FDA.
Yes. Fasting is
It
very healthy for you.
is.
You know, also, fasting triggers auto, fuck, I can't even say that word. It's something with auto. Okay. Your body's way of cleaning out damaged cells, regenerate new ones. Also, it works on mental clarity. That is one thing, is once you get through the brain fog, your brain will start coming back and you will be alert. You will be high alert. Also, it gets rid of inflammation, bloating, you know, and it does all these wonderful things for you. It starts, if you get past the 24 hour mark, one reason I went to 44 hours, I was trying to get to where after 24 hours, your body starts cleansing all the dead cells, all the old and dead cells, and it starts flushing them out and it starts regrowing new ones. And it's very also, it's very good for NADS. That's a NAD plus is a new thing everybody's doing. It helps you stay young looking. That's what it's for. It helps you regenerate all this stuff and it's just healthier for you. But that's not the reason to do it. The reason to do it is for Christ. That's the reason to do it. I just wanted to go over just some of the benefits. And I went over more, but I was on the wrong page. Now we're running out of time. But like I
Now,
said, you don't have to do this. Only do it if you're convicted, like we were.
you don't have to do it like Jeremy told me before I did it, because I was like, I'm gonna try what you did so we can like at least talk about experiences. And he goes, no, don't do that. Just do what's right for you. And I mean, you can do it in a period of
You
if
can
it
do
takes
intermediate.
in a minute. Yeah, exactly. But the whole point of to doing it is like a focus on God.
Yeah. Do you intermediate is anywhere if you're doing 16 hours where you're fasting and you eat 8 hours during the day. Eat your 8 hours, don't eat again for 16 hours. Or do if you really want to try it hard, try 6 hours eating, then 18 not eating.
Exactly. Isaiah 58:6 said, and this is the choice. Like the first sentence of this is important. Is the not this the fast that I chose? You choose to do it, right? You
Yeah.
choose to do this. All right. So the rest of it, is this not the fast that I chose to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? That is, to me, when I talk about it, it's the yoke of sin. Like, it's your relationship with God. You chose the fast to grow your relationship with God. And that's what you did, Jeremy. You did a great job with that, man. I'm
You did
very
a great job.
I was yeah, but it was I was it was very helpful that you'd already been
Yeah.
through it. But
Well, I'm
you
going to do another one starting tomorrow.
really?
Yes, I am. I really liked it, and I think I need this time to draw myself closer to God. You know, and it gave me more focus on it. It's kind of like Peter when he starts sinking out in the water. You know, I'm sinking. A lot of times I'm sinking during the day. And if I start doing this once a week, if I can, when time permits, it will help me focus more on Christ.
We're so distracted,
We
whether with
are.
everything. Like we just talked about, we're distracted from TV.
Yeah, I know.
Like with these little, it's
Yeah.
crazy. So anything we can do to like draw closer, and the blueprint's there in the Bible.
Oh, it is. It is.
If you want to Google fasting and
Google it. See
just look at it and see like whatever.
the benefits, but know the number one benefit, the reason to do it, is for God.
That's the most important reason.
It's the only reason.
It's not the only reason I said that. It's not the only reason, but
Yeah.
it's the most important.
Yeah.
I appreciate you bringing that up into us, man.
Yeah.
I do. Like,
We got
I would never even.
five. We got 5 minutes. Anything you want to close
No. I told you the two verses that stuck out to me the most.
with? Yeah.
That's
That's good.
it. Depend on God
Yeah.
with whatever you're going through. Depend on God.
Yeah. And hey, we appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate, dude. Thanks for this was all Jeremy's idea. He started it, so high five and
Well,
kudos to him.
technically, the Jews
Well,
started it back
you
then.
started. Well,
I
I don't. Yeah.
jumped on a bandwagon. I'm a fair fan or a fair weather fan.
You saw that it works and you did it. All right,
Yeah.
Let's scratch this.
So
Forget Jeremy.
we don't know what we're doing next week yet, but we will get back with you. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You can find us on Facebook, Cousins for Christ, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, hopefully soon YouTube, if I ever get off my butt and
Thank
do
you to Michelle for the suggestion for our next
Oh,
Christ one.
yeah, that's right. That may be the next one we do.
Yeah, that might be the next one we do, but we greatly appreciate the suggestion. It's
Oh,
awesome.
yeah. Leave comments. We love them.
Love it.
You want to finish in prayer or you want me to?
Hey, you know what? I want you to have this one since you did the fast, if that's okay.
Yeah, okay,
Do your
that's
little facial thing.
fine.
Do
I
the
can't.
facial Zoom.
We're running out of time. I
Where?
can't.
Dude, you gotta have that on the ready.
Yeah, I know it. Here we go. Dear Lord in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank you so much for giving us this platform to go out and spread your word, Lord, in hopes to glorify and honor you. We hope, Lord, that you carried our word out there in hopes that we might plant a seed, comfort someone in need, or strengthen someone's faith, Lord, in a way that brings them closer to you. Because you're the only reason we do this, Lord. We thank you for this blessing you've given us. We wish you go out, Lord, to everyone listening and all the other Christians in the world and non-Christians out there. And we hope that you plant seeds and they find their way to you soon, Lord. We thank you for this blessing you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all have a great night.